Hi, I'm Vince. Hello.
Brenda Heilman.
Paul Heilman.
Sophie Heilman.
Jay Rickleman.
Pam Rickleman.
I'm Smith.
Anna Zarek.
Gloria Rodriguez.
Nanita Zarek.
This is the Macarios team. And so we're here to give you a report on our time together. So glad that we're able to share with you. And so we learned a passage of scripture together as a team before we left and used it for our devotional time. So we're going to try to remember it since it's been a week and a little bit since we've left. So we're going to do this, okay? John chapter 15, verses 9 through 17. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I have made from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will last, and that whatever you ask in my name, my Father will give you. This is my command: love each other.
Thank you, team. Just want to give you a brief thing, and then you're going to hear from some of our team members. Some of you may not be familiar with the Makarios ministry. The word Makarios is actually a Greek word that means blessed. If you go to the Sermon on the Mount, blessed are the poor in spirit, that word blessed is Makarios. Makarios is a ministry, an international ministry that's located on the north coast of the Dominican Republic in the Puerto Plata area, and that's where we were. The vision of Makarios is to see communities serve Jesus Christ while working to end generational poverty. Makarios has three parts of their mission statement: to love, to educate, and empower those they serve in the Dominican Republic through three main programs. There's the Makarios School, which has about 200 students from K-3 to 12, from 120 families from three different communities. They also, in the school, not only provide education, but the schooling for each child also provides two meals a day, medical care, dental care, and clean water. So it's a very important ministry. The second program they have is the Family Empowerment Ministry. This is where they go into the communities that they serve on a monthly basis, and they minister to the families of the students. They do this through evangelism, literacy, job training, parenting, and discipleship. So it's very much holistic. We appreciate this about the ministry. And then the third main program that Makarios has is the group ministry. We're part of that. They have several groups that come throughout the year. So that's kind of Makarios in a nutshell, and you can look that up and Google that if you want to get more information about that. But also, let me just kind of talk a little bit about our trip in particular. Currently, our church, Bible Baptist Church, has an investment in Makarios. We began a few years ago to sponsor the third grade classroom, which this fall will now become the seventh grade classroom. And there they are behind me with the team. There are seven seventh graders in the team, and we're able to meet with them. And so we sponsor them on a monthly basis as a church. We also provide money on a monthly basis to the medical fund that is necessary to provide the medicines. I just want to encourage you, some of you know, a lot of you don't know about this, but the seventh grade class this fall will be starting a number of different subjects at a higher level. And one of the things they needed was a science lab, and they didn't have any materials, so they were looking for donations. And we have connections in our church with some science lab people. And so we were able to bring over a number of donations, science lab donations, lab coats and goggles and other things. We made it through customs. I was actually amazed. What are you guys making? I don't really know. It's probably not the right answer, but they didn't ask us, so that was great. So I'm thankful for that. And then you as a church, we have in our missions fund what we call special projects, where we give money occasionally to different missionaries for special projects. You gave $250 to the seventh grade class to buy a microscope. So that they're really excited about that. So And then we also were able to have a party with this class while we were there. All the kids were able to come, and we had a party with them, and they got to meet us as their sponsor church. That meant a lot to them. So it was just kind of a neat thing that we did. I was excited about this trip because a couple things happened that haven't happened before on some trips for me. One would be that 8 out of the 12 people that you see here have never been on a trip before, including some of the adults. And so to have people go on a mission trip for the very first time is encouraging to me. And it was so neat to watch them interact and soak it all in and be a part of that. So I was really encouraged with that. Also, I learned a new phrase in the Dominican. I didn't learn a lot of Spanish, but I learned a new phrase from one of the VBS kids. It's Coco Calvo. Coco Calvo. I may not be saying it right, but that's what I got. I learned a different word for the other one. So, well, I looked it up. So say the second one. Pelao. Pelao. Coco Pelao. What that means is one of the kids, Coco is coconut, and the other is bald. So they said that to me. They just didn't know how to describe me. So bald coconut. That is not allowed in the States or in the church. You could say coconut, you could say bald, but not together while you're looking at me. In one of the communities that we went to, I was able to meet this young man, Manuel. We had a great time interacting together. And here's my quick takeaway, because the other team members are going to be sharing. Here's something I heard on the trip that I really appreciated. This was from one of the Makarios people. We didn't bring Jesus to them. Jesus was already there. We were just able to come alongside of them and celebrate and share the love of Jesus with all these kids and other adults and the Makarios staff. So, and I like that because sometimes missions is about us saving them, you know, bringing the saving news to them. You know what? They have Jesus there, and we were able to celebrate Jesus with them. And that was awesome. That was awesome. I want you to know part of what we did on our trip is we visited the three communities that the schools related to. We've got Chichigua, Pancho Mateo, and Tamarindo. The next slide is just a picture of some of us going in and out of the maze of these communities. We also toured the Macario School. There's a slide behind me for that. We were able to see all the different classrooms. And then we visited an English school. And I love the English school because right on the wall it said Spanish prohibited. I got an A. I passed with flying colors. And then we helped with a 3-day VBS. We did games, object lesson, memory verse. We'll show you some of that. Here's some pictures of, this was our game field. It was an alley. Then there was another, is there another picture, Rick? Yeah, okay. So we just kind of tried to contain them, and we actually had to stop traffic on both ends of the alley to do that. So we were involved in that. The theme for the week was Jesus is my superhero. So when you see the video at the end, you may see some of us in superhero shirts like Captain America and Superman. It's not that we were like egotistical out there. Here we are. And we wore them as the theme for that because Jesus is my superhero is the theme. We also not only did VBS, we also did work projects. You can just go one right after another, Rick, if you want. We did some painting. We made some shelves. We hope they stay. Some more painting, and some more painting, okay? So it's always safe to have the guest teams paint because then they can paint over it. But they did a great job. And painting in 93, 94 degree heat is interesting. It dries quickly. And then one other thing we did as a team is we had what was called roof time. We stayed in a 3-story missions house, and every night the teams were allowed to go and spend time on the roof and share with each other and do worship together. That was an awesome time. And then someone sent a beautiful picture of a sunset from the. I know it's a little dark, but it's beautiful there. So that was kind of the trip summary of what we did. So what you're going to have now is you're going to hear from a few of our team members. They're going to share some testimonies about what God had kind of taught them on the trip. So we'll go right ahead.
Hello. As I stated previously, I'm Dave Rodriguez, and I made some notes here so I wouldn't forget. I don't want to take away, we had a lot of experiences together as a team. But some of the things that were a blessing to me in regards to our team, it was a real blessing to spend a week with these folks and to get to know them better. I fell in love with you guys. You guys are amazing. And, it was really encouraging to see how every one of them just, you dove right in, and loved on these kids. And it was really encouraging. And I really appreciate Pam and Pastor Jay, how organized you were about everything. The meetings that we've had prior, like you mentioned, we did a three-day VBS with our object lessons. And, every night we rehearsed, each lesson. And it was appreciated. And it showed, how everything was organized. And I really appreciate that. As far as some of the people that we met, we had just the privilege of meeting some of the leaders of Makarios. A couple in particular, I won't name them all because I don't want to, take away from what everybody else might mention. But one of them, one of the ministries they have is family empowerment, okay? One of the gentlemen, his name is Benjamin Ben. He kind of, is part of that. I'm not sure if he's in charge of it, but he's definitely a part of it. And what they do is, they work with families, parents, and not just counseling them, which is very important. They counsel them in a biblical, with the Bible, but they disciple them. And just build stronger families, and because they understand that that's how stronger communities are built. This awesome guy that we all agree is, his name is Miguel. He goes by Migue. He's 22 years old, and he is a mentor to all the children in a few different communities. And not only that, at 22 years old, he's gained the respect of his community. It was just amazing to see how much he loved the community with a Christ-like love, and to see how his community loved him. I mean, it was really, really beautiful to see. That was just some of the many things that I've taken from that. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Gloria Rodriguez. I'm Dave's wife. As we cited before, one of our verses that we've gone over is, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. Pastor Jay had sent a text to share what we learned and what something that had really impacted us from this experience. And I know that everybody here is going to talk about the people, like Dave talked about, and just what a blessing the staff was there, and Mirka and Josue and Miguel, as Dave said, and the love of Christ just poured through these people. Like you would not, it was amazing to see people who didn't have all the extras that we have, and yet all they needed was Christ's love. It was also a blessing to me to watch our teens this week. I had the privilege of being Emma's mom for the week, and it was amazing to watch young people serving the Lord and loving the Lord and loving people through Christ. You guys did an incredible job. The thing that came to mind though when Pastor Jay sent that text was, during our rooftop time, we would talk every night about these verses that we were learning, and each one of us had to kind of give a little Bible study about what we were learning and what they meant to us. And one night as I was listening to Pastor Jay go over that first verse, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you, now remain in my love. And he asked, well, what does that word remain mean? And, people kind of gave various answers, and then what he said was, it means to stay a while. Jesus is asking us to stay a while with him. And this trip, before it began, just the whole process of getting to the Dominican was it was rather chaotic for Dave and I. And even till the last night before we left, I wasn't sure if I was gonna be able to go. And just the overwhelming burden of leaving behind 7 kids and 5 dogs, and our babysitter was kind of iffy, and it just so much had been on my mind and on my heart that for the first 3 days while I was there, I was very restless still. But hearing that invitation of Jesus, just stay with me, just be quiet for a while, and let all that go away, just stay with me. And so that was my blessing. That was, I mean, in spite of everything else was a blessing, but that was the thing that really impacted my heart, is that Jesus is calling each one of us to just put it all aside and to just sit and stay with him.
You want me to say this in Spanish or English? English, thank you, because I still don't know Spanish. Jay said we memorized the verse. Jay said we learned the verse. And I don't want to correct the pastor. We did not learn the verse before we got there. Once we got there, these kids taught us the verse. Here's what happened. We go there, and they're in need. There are needy people. But I see need in Rochester, all over the place. This was a different need. They didn't want money. Right there. They wanted to play stupid little games with a little 11-year-old redheaded girl from Manchester. They wanted to play games with her. They wanted Anna and Emma and Isabel to hold them and give them loving. They wanted, get this, the girl with the bad back, they wanted to do piggyback rides on Glory. Seriously. So Glory's giving them piggyback rides around the church. They wanted to go to Paul. They're going back to the church. Paul holds them, lifts them up, puts them back down. The kid gets them back at the line. He's next. They wanted to hold hands with Pam and Brenda. The kid's probably 2'12", if that, holding on to Pam's hand. He's creating Pam around. This kid now became 10 feet tall. They wanted, They wanted to rub suntan lotion on KJ's forehead. And that's what they did. They rubbed the suntan lotion on the bald coconut. I said it, I'm in trouble. Here's what they wanted. They wanted to teach us the verse. That's what they did. We knew the verse, the words. Look at it. Think it over for a second. They knew it better than we did. If you look at it, the Father, God, the Father, the one who created everything, created only one son. And as he loved his only son, the son loved us. That's what they taught us. As my Father has loved me, so I have loved you. The Father had 10 commandments. The son had one. This is my command to you. Love each other as I have loved you. These kids taught us this. We thought we knew what we were talking about. We thought they wanted to hear us quote the Bible to them or quote gospel to them. No, they wanted us to show them the meaning of the gospel. And when we did our skits for them, which you're about to see, the kids were amazed. They loved it. I went to school for a good number of years, but I learned an awful lot more this week than ever.
Isabel Smith, and a couple of things that I learned from this trip was to always have a smile on my face and to always be grateful for what I have, even if it's something little. If it's like little things like being able to drink water out of the kitchen sink or being able to put your toothbrush under the faucet water or even flushing your toilet paper down the toilet. The most important thing that I learned on this trip was to be patient and understanding. God's light truly shined through the kids on this trip, and I feel very blessed that I was able to go on this trip and spread God's love.
Hey, my name is Anna, and I had the opportunity to go on this year's mission trip to the Dominican to work with Makarios. I learned a few things on this trip, but I narrowed it down to a couple. Okay, next. The things that stood out to me the most was how the kids could go through so much at home, including the jot that would come up to their hips, but they still came to VBS each week with such a big smile on their faces, worshiping the same God that we worship. I learned to be thankful for everything I have at home, including an air-conditioned room and being able to use the faucet whenever I wanted to without worrying if the water was clean. Since I was one of the younger people on the trip, I got to sleep on the top bunk, which was pleasant, because science is not wrong. Heat does rise. And it was very hot, but it's okay. Next, thank you. God taught me that no matter what I'm going through each day, he'll always be by my side. Hearing some of the people's stories and hearing how God's light was shown on their lives really opened my eyes in every aspect. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Emma Smith. I am one of the 12 members that went on the Makarios trip. Before this trip, I would have never thought I would worship up here or even talk because I was so scared. But after going on the trip, it brought me out of my comfort zone, and now I am not scared to worship to God, but I'm not gonna lie, I still am a little scared to talk in front of a large group. But one of the things I learned on the trip was how thankful I am for everything I have. We all don't realize how blessed we really are until we go to a place like this. We have clean water, showers, air conditioning, washers and dryers, and so much more. This is the play part of Chichigua. Chichigua was one of the smallest places we visited and one of the poorest. Chichigua really stuck out to me because it was so different from all the rest of the places we visited. I've grown up in the country where there is no lack of shade to rest under on a hot day, where in Chichigua there is no shade, so everyone stays in their home. There is also no grass anywhere, so the kids' play area is dirt and rocks, as you can see. Only 20% of the men there go to the church, so mostly all of them are women. I picked to talk about Chichigua a little bit because it impacted me the most. Everyone who lives here are so happy and content that it made me happy just seeing how grateful they are for the things they do have, like family, friends, and the clean water they get twice a week, thanks to a guy that lives in Canada. God also taught me love, and I believe that was mostly through VBS. This is only half of the kids at VBS. But VBS was a time where kids could come, have fun, and learn about God at the same time. I felt so connected and loved with the kids that I could feel God using me to work through them. The same little girl every day came up to me and hugged me and had me sit with her. Even though she didn't know me, she trusted me. That's something I will, never forget. I learned a lot this week, and I am now ready to follow the path God wants me to, and I am ready to step closer into faith. Thank you for letting me share my story.